In 1871, a pioneer doctor named Brewster Higley went west from Indiana to stake a claim in the young state of Kansas. His new home on the banks of Beaver Creek inspired Higley to write a poem he called My Western Home. It started like this. Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, and the deer and the antelope play, where never is heard a discouraging word, and the sky is not clouded all day. For Present at the Creation, Morning Edition series exploring the origins of American cultural icons, NPR's Steve Lickteig went west to learn how Dr. Higley's poem became one of America's most loved songs.
This is the Kansas of your imagination, rolling endless prairie and blue skies. And if Dr. Brewster Higley were to return here today to his claim, he'd probably feel right at home. After all, his cabin is still here. Karen Panter takes care of it.
The good doctor kind of liked his drink, so that's what some of these little jugs are here for. So, then on the inside of this cabinet here
is his doctor's kit. It's one of the few original things here. In fact, Higley didn't even write the poem My Western Home in this cabin. He said he wrote it outside while sitting on the banks of Beaver Creek in the fall of 1872.
We think that he probably didn't think he was really had anything special written down. It was just something that he was thinking through at the time when he was sitting there.
As the story goes, Higley stashed the poem in his cabin until a local man named Troob Reese visited Higley and found it. Reese liked the poem a lot, but thought it would make an even better song. So Higley asked a local fiddler named Dan Kelly to set My Western Home to music. And it sounded something like this.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where never is heard a discouraging word, and the sky is not clouded all day. A home where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the sky is not clouded all day.
The hardscrabble Kansas homesteaders loved it.
I think the big appeal of the song is that there's this longing for a fairer place and for home at the same time for all of these settlers.
Tom Averill is a Kansas scholar and writer. He says as settlers came and left, so did the song. And as it traveled, it changed, including the addition of a line Higley never wrote.
His line is, I would not exchange my home here to range forever in azure so bright. In other words, it's a verb. I wouldn't range anywhere else. And then the cowboys get a hold of it, and you know how a cowboy likes to sing about being home. That's the most rootless job you can have. And they're thinking of a home on the range.
The song lends itself to this folk plagiarism, partly because most of Higley's poem isn't place-specific. Only in the third stanza does he mention the Solomon River and Beaver Creek, which ran near his cabin. And, says Averill, he never mentions the word Kansas.
He uses the word home a lot, and everybody changed the words to suit the place where they were from. So it became my Colorado home, it became my Arizona home, and the fact that Dr. Brewster Higley wrote it and the fact that Dan Kelly set it to music was completely lost, probably within 5-6 years.
In fact, when Higley and Kelly died around 1911, the song was by then known as Home on the Range, and neither man was credited with its creation. Even the first commercial recording in 1927 by Texas singer Vernon Dalhart brought them no glory.
Oh, I love the wildflowers in this dear land of ours. The curlew I love to hear scream. And I love the white rocks and the antelope flocks that graze on the mountaintops so green.
Dalhart's version was a hit, and several other singers recorded the tune. Franklin Roosevelt even declared it his favorite song in 1932. By 1935, Home on the Range was everywhere. And then it disappeared. Here's what happened. In 1935, a couple in Arizona filed suit against NBC Radio and several publishing companies, claiming they'd written the song 30 years earlier. One of the defendants hired a lawyer to confirm the song's origins. He traveled through every state west of the Mississippi until a tip led him to Kansas, specifically to the Kirwan Chief, a Kansas newspaper. In an 1876 edition, he found a copy of Higley's original poem, My Western Home, with words that closely matched the lyrics to Home on the Range. That discovery closed the case. Brewster Higley was now officially the song's author, and it went back on the radio.
Where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
In 1947, the state of Kansas, claiming Higley as an honorary native son, made Home on the Range the state song, which means that if you grew up in Kansas, like I did, you sang the song in grade school a lot. This is the 5th and 6th grade chorus of Central Heights Elementary near Richmond, Kansas. Most of them say they like the song, but in keeping with the folk tradition, some of them have a few changes they'd like to make to Dr. Higley's creation.
The music is like, it's all slow and it makes you feel depressed.
Well, I think if they feel like it, they can update, like adapt to the times.
I think there should be more versions of it. Like, if people like country, they should make a country version. And if people like the old rap and rock thing, they should make one of those.
But Tom Averill would disagree. He says a lot of Americans crave what Home on the Range is all about: simplicity, open spaces, and solitude.
Kansas should promote that. Come and be alone. Come and be Dr. Brewster Higley.
Steve Lickteig, NPR News, Washington.